This is Messages from the Universe with Lori Wondra of Your Life Core. Here, Lori delivers information from the Mastery Realms related to astrology, planetary influences, energy surges, and generally how we are evolving. She connects with angels, guides, ascended masters, astro beings, and those that come forward with messages to help us on our journey. Welcome, everyone, to Messages from the Universe podcast.
Hello, this is Lori Wondra, and thank you for listening. Sometimes we just need a break, time to take a rest, a breather, to step away from matters at hand, or step away from the chaos, and there's a lot of chaos going on in the world. We certainly need to step away from the news, social media, or the energy of everyone else's stuff. It can be really overwhelming, and sometimes we take that break, and sometimes the universe gives us that break, even when we don't think we need it. Well, maybe this podcast will help you relax, to take a break, and understand why that is so important. We'll continue to experience the geomagnetic storms of the sun, and that will continue to impact us. We'll continue to experience the energy of a changing world, the people, the processes, the things around us. We'll continue to experience our own expanding and changing selves. This is part of the process. I'll give you some tips later on that'll help you through any of the sun energy, and just a reminder of how important it is to take breaks, why it is so important. The universe functions in very natural cycles of push, hard work, momentum forward, coast, relax a little bit, and then the cycle begins again for the next push. The tides follow this. Our seasons follow this. Weather patterns and even how animals migrate, hibernate, and feed all have cycles like hunt, eat, rest. We do that too. Work, eat, rest. But sometimes that rest isn't enough. We are in a slower cycle of the universe. The universe is moving very quickly around us, and that's what's creating some of the angst or some of the anxiety or stress that we're also feeling. That's why it's so important that we do have times to rest, conserve our energy, and expand that energy. We need to step away from some of that momentum that's happening around us. If we were always moving, we wouldn't have time to rejuvenate. We simply cannot push forward all the time. Too much force all the time creates unsustainability and creates instability. The cycles of push and rest create strength for our future, like muscles and tissue after a really good workout need that time to recover. Like good growing soil after producing a bumper crop needs nutrients for future growth. We need replenishment and we need rest. And if we don't have those natural cycles for rejuvenation or for growth, the universe will give them to us, whether we want them or not. The universe is constantly communicating with us, teaching, showing, giving us seeds to explore, making us see that we need to let go of some things to let new things come in. I call those codes and keys. Now, we were born with a set of codes, a set of programs that turned on or turn on when certain things are needed. I know we're not machines, but it helps us to understand if we can relate it to modern day terms. And let's relate it to software or applications that run on our devices. Our phones, our computers, seems like they're constantly getting upgraded. New features, new security, safety measures, or just things that make them run better. As humans, we get upgrades also in the form of codes, and we need keys to turn on the code. We can get the code, but we need a key to activate it or to turn it on. Maybe that key is clearing out something old. Maybe it's something that we've learned along the way that allows something new to come in and be activated or to be used in our life. Maybe a key is turning off old code. And we have to believe that through this constant change, there are things that need to stop and there are things that need to start. And the universe helps us in that. We're constantly gaining new and shedding old. We might carry a key for others. We might carry code for others. For example, I'm a teacher, and even through these podcasts, you could say I'm delivering code to you or keys to you. Something I say might trigger an aha moment. That would be a key. Or it might be something that you're learning. That would be maybe more code, just enough information that you might want to go learn or understand better as to what I'm talking about. It's something that you're experiencing and you want to know more, or it's something that all of a sudden you get that aha moment or something that you've been searching for and suddenly there it is. There's the answer. That's a key. And sometimes you can be turning off a key. Let's say you've had an old belief about yourself, a judgment or something that you believed you couldn't do or something that you weren't deserving. And maybe through healing, therapy, counseling, talking, or just action, you shifted that belief and proved, or you're acting in that space that you now can do those things. You've just turned on or activated code that was maybe dormant, or you activated it with a key to turn on a new belief system. It's a highly complex system, but it helps us understand if we can simplify it. Code and keys are simply energy, and they come to us in different forms and different ways. A common way is through solar flares or times of other universal gateways that open and close from the universe. Times would be as simple as full moon, could be eclipses, equinoxes, solstice times, a birthday. All of those, though, however, are out there. They're outside of us. But we also get codes from other people, from nature, from animals, the kingdoms, I like to call them. When I teach shamanic practices, we talk about all the kingdoms and the roles that they play. We also get codes from all these places. We also need to remember that we are magnificent in all the billions of cells that we have. And so in our physical layers, in those billions of cells, we can get triggered by a memory or something that happens in everyday lifetime, and it actually turns on a new program, or it forces us to turn off an old program. And we can also be a code and a key carrier. For example, is that if I channel, I carry codes and keys for others. In my teaching or working with people, I can give those things to people as they're meant to have or understand. It's an exchange. It's an exchange of energy and trusting that the universe will deliver to you the codes when you need them and the keys to turn them on. This entire discussion about codes and keys is a set of codes. And if you understand and find yourself clicking and resonating with this message, that just means that you've activated a key to access the understanding of this. And if you don't, or you don't believe, or you're not understanding it, don't worry. You will have other code. And when you're ready to activate this particular wisdom or this understanding, you'll have it. And if you don't ever understand it, that's okay also. Not everybody has access to all codes and keys. That's the beauty of this, is the universe hones and filters for us, with us, so that we can access this information at the time that's appropriate to us. And again, we can carry codes and keys for others. I've written books that at the time that I wrote the book, I didn't even understand the material myself. 5 years later, something triggered within me that I suddenly understood the next layer down from this material. I was carrying a key for myself, but I wasn't ready to turn on that next layer. I'm always amused when I travel the world. I've learned the universe will use me as a carrier for others. When I'm tuned into the energy, the universe will tell me I need to purchase something from those countries I'm visiting or that location that I am. And it's not for me. I don't understand what it is or why I'm purchasing it, but I don't question it. I know that it will find its way to the person or the place that it needs to go to. And all of it makes sense when it's in their hands. It happens to me all the time. I used to question it. I don't anymore because I just know I'm a carrier. And in simplest terms, codes are features or information that we get and have access to that gets downloaded into our physical cell structure or our emotional energy body or our mental energy body or our spiritual or our astral energetic body. It may come activated and turned on, or it may be dormant for a later time, either to be given to another or as we wait for the key to turn on. And again, our interactions with people will help exchange the code between individuals, between energy fields, and will help exchange the keys. for activating. That's why it's also very important that we continue to interact with nature, with the kingdoms that I mentioned earlier, and certainly with other people. Keep in mind, the universe is always delivering new codes and keys to us, and we're always shedding and turning off old codes that we no longer need. And please don't fear that you're not in the right place at the right time to receive the code, because the universe is smart in making sure that we get exactly what we need at all times and that we have access to activate those things that we need. I'm hearing a lot of clients speak of feeling frustrated because they're so exhausted, or even with lots of sleep, they remain incredibly sleepy. Let's talk about what's going on and how what you are feeling could be a normal symptom of a cycle that you're in, or something that you might want to have checked out. We're shifting and changing, and we feel different. I also hear a lot of people saying that since COVID, they have not been able to get their energy back, or since this event in their life, they haven't been able to get back to what they perceive as they were before. We are probably going through our biggest shift that we have ever been in. Many are having more difficulty in sleeping, and when we do sleep, it's either restless or we go to deep, deep sleep where our dreams keep us in this crazy, groggy mode. We're going through waves when we feel nausea, lightheaded, or dizzy. We hear strange buzzing and high-pitched tones. We experience a buzzing in our limbs, and sometimes this makes our legs feel jumpy or sometimes feel numb, like they're going to sleep. We get chilled to the point we feel we will never be warm again. I know myself, I've gone through days where I feel like I need to wear mittens or gloves while I'm working. We wonder what is going on. Is it food? Something in our system? Am I healthy? We have all these questions. Is it something in the air? Is it just simple aging? Is it a remnant of something that we've experienced in the past? All of these are pushing us to ask why, what's happening, and to seek out those answers. There is no simple one answer for everyone. And the reality is, there's no final answer, because when you get the answer to one particular question, there's going to be more. We are the wayfinders, and we're in this time, in this lifetime, that we are seeking. I believe much of this transformation has a purpose to prepare us for our future energy, creating space for it to become part of us, but also for that space of knowledge to come to us. If we didn't experience these symptoms, we wouldn't be curious to seek out answers, and therefore we wouldn't get that information. So it's the way the universe functions to push us to push ourselves to learn. I think all the sleep we need now is putting us into a time or time of dimensional travel where some of us are going to teach other dimensions. Some are going to learn to bring back that information. Some of us are just going out to explore. We are becoming restless for change, and we're asking for it. So in this restlessness and in this change, we're actually fulfilling what the soul is asking for. But not all of us are good analyzers. We all analyze, but not everybody's good at it. Not all of us are good at starting up a thought process or shutting it down. There are healthy times for starting them up, and there are healthy times to shut them down. It's equally important that we declutter our mind as it is to welcome thoughts and ideas. Can think time be taking a break? That's a great question. If you're listening to this and you've been struggling to meditate or quiet your thoughts, maybe your thoughts just need to be heard. Reframe those thoughts where you judge yourself about who you are or who you aren't, or who you think you're supposed to be. Whether you think you're supposed to meditate or you think you're supposed to be quiet, change the judgment and play with what works for you. Are you a talker or are you a thinker? I'm a thinker, and that might mean that I need quiet time just to think, not having any external noise like radio, TV, other people talking, music, anything that might become a distraction for me to think, to be in quiet or silence. Even as I'm recording this podcast, I'm noticing there's two doves that are singing outside my office window. We don't live in a world of silence. So is it okay to judge yourself when you find difficulty in being in this mindset of silence? As humans, our greatest power is to be observant. And sometimes silent retreats a really good place for this. It's a place that you have natural sounds, water running by a stream, maybe the oceanside waves, birds singing, wind blowing. You don't have the noise of trains or cars going by or airplanes. These activities help you strengthen your filters so that you can learn to block out city noise or even block out bird noise as I block out or I quiet the doves singing that I hear. And that becomes active listening. It's strengthening that muscle system within your brain that can help you filter out and actually rest or relax or take a break, because you're not having to focus on all the noise, just the things that you are actively listening to. As an active thinker, you need that space to process quietly, internally, spin it in your thoughts. This would mean that you need to create the practices and the environment that support this. Going to a group meditation practice might not be the thing for you, as you are still within everyone else's thoughts. Empaths, you will still be picking up all the other processes and emotions that are going on around you. I prefer being out in nature where it's just me and the elements that are around. But as you practice, you'll notice what works for you. And what I'm encouraging you to do is to practice and get rid of any of the judgments that you might have. Notice if you are trying to meditate in a group setting or solo in nature, is that providing you a work session or is that actually providing you a rest session? Because again, I want to talk about how we need this time of inner contemplation, downtime, and rest. And if we're constantly seeking information, pushing for something beyond, that's really work. It's really not that rest period. Be natural with when you do meditate or when you do be in this place of silence. Don't force yourself to do that. I have clients come to me and they say they should be meditating, so they're judging themselves. And I ask them, really? Should you? Sometimes maybe people are talkers, where your thinking and your processing is done by talking and by the interaction with others. You might be one that gains your energy by listening to others and their ideas or talking about your ideas. If this is you, then what environment, practices, or resources do you have set up to support you in that way of processing? The space of being quiet in meditation might be counterproductive for you. Maybe a think tank group, an open forum group, much like a book club, where it's actively talking and generating ideas and processing thoughts. Maybe that is your place of rest and quiet. Maybe you'd bounce between the two, needing silence and actively processing by talking. Maybe you get rejuvenated during one or the other, and you're in a cycle that one time you need talking and another time you need quiet time. You can be both. You don't have to be one or the other. And my point is, be aware of what works for you, because we are in this time where we need rest. We need space to contemplate what's happening. And if we don't take that, the universe will give that to us in the forum that we best process things. Knowing what you need to help process the things that are happening in your life are really important. And let's talk about the solar flares and the codes and keys that are coming into us now. Codes and keys come into or to the planet at all times. Not all of them are for us all the time. We pick up the things that we need. And when the solar flares are activated and during eclipse season, there tends to be more processing of the codes and keys, either new ones coming in or processing those things that we've picked up in the past and we've just been carrying them around in our energy fields. And I want to remind us that even though we are somewhat protected by Earth's magnetic field, the intense, highly charged energy is believed to have major effects on everything that exists on Earth. We can greatly be impacted by anything from our emotions to electrical devices. The solar wind from the sun carries part of the sun's atmosphere with it. This gas is composed of highly energetic electrons, protons, and alpha particles, which give off huge amounts of plasma and crystalline frequencies. Our universe's spiderweb-like magnetic energy field is known to be directly connected to our personal magnetic field, so the intensely charged energetic particles that are carried along it is believed to connect with our human electromagnetic field and is known to activate and shift our conscious awareness. This is believed to be powerful enough to lift our vibrations to higher frequencies or dimensions. Solar storms create an energetic portal that allows rapid travel of energy between dimensions of two distant locations in the universe. So, for example, from the sun to Earth, portals can bring life-changing transformation that allows us the opportunity to experience a conscious awakening, limitless possibilities, higher wisdom, increased levels of love and wisdom, and they are a tremendous opportunity to align with the universe's energy and manifestation of abundance. As our energy changes frequency, we may find we experience an increase in intuition and moments of knowing. This is where information comes to our mind without rational explanation. So, for example, we may suddenly discover the answer to a question that we've been pondering about in our life. And this question might be related to personal relationships, to our careers, to where we live, something that has been outstanding that suddenly we have this instant understanding about what it is we need to do, say, or act upon. During solar storms, masses of luminous energy infiltrate Earth's atmosphere and is known to cause any of the following: heightened awareness, enhanced intuition, increased sensitivity, elevated psychic abilities, having insights that seem to appear out of nowhere, premonitions, intense dreams, or even nightmares, temporary loss of memories, forgetting things, misplacing things, seeing and feeling energy such as orbs, sparks, or flashes of light, noticing energy warming the palms of the hands, noticing synchronicities, example, certain number patterns reappearing or appearing over and over again, more consciously aware of other people's energy fields, and highly sensitive to negativity, wanting to be alone or spend introspection time being alone, hearing certain sounds that others can't hear, such as voices, music, buzzing, or banging, disrupted sleep and waking at the same time every night, usually between 2 and 4 a.m., feeling disconnected to the way society functions while also recognizing that there's an unbreakable connection through energy, feeling confident to walk away from drama and conflict, and no longer needing to force anything, allowing what flows to flow freely and letting what doesn't flow fall away. And lastly, knowing things without knowing how or why, and trusting that inner knowing. And that last one is exactly why we need to have that space to rest, to contemplate, to be quiet, and to process. And I'll go back to, how do you process? Do you need that quiet contemplative time? Or are you an avid thinker or an avid talker? It's understanding how you as an individual process that will help you get through this year of all these changing of light codes and codes of energy happening around us and to us. Anytime we complete a cycle, we begin a new one. That's just what happens in the world. But in between that ending a cycle and starting a new one, we need a break. And that's where some of you might be right now. The solar storms temporarily disturb Earth's magnetosphere as solar winds and flares interact with its electromagnetic fields. Humans are also affected because we have a personal electromagnetic field that surrounds us. That's our aura. Therefore, in the same way electromagnetic energy affects our planet, it can also play havoc with our own energy fields. But this aura is the space where these codes and keys drop in. And when we're ready, we turn them on. But sometimes some of the keys turn off codes that we've had in the past. We are in this heightened awareness. We are in this space of enhanced intuition. We are in this space of having insights of what seems to suddenly appear out of nowhere. But we also have to have that healthy outlet to process it, because it is different. Some of you have been saying you have visions or premonitions, or suddenly you have the ability to predict events in your life, or knowing instantly when there's a great unrest, whether it's a loved one or something's happening in the world. You're more plugged in. And I want to remind you that we are energy and everything is energy, and our auras are expanding. The codes and keys that are dropping in for everybody. We are more connected now than we have been in previous lifetimes. The geomagnetic storms are intense, but they're also intense with purpose. These are transformational periods that can bring mind-opening awakenings and reconnect us to both our internal and external universal knowledge, the stuff that we've always had access to, but now we're just beginning to realize we have access to it. And to ensure that we do resonate with all this higher energy, we need to raise our vibration. And how do we raise our vibration? These codes and keys drop into our auric fields. So what are some things that can help you? I started this podcast talking about the need to have rest and the need to take breaks. And I'll remind you, much like you could not work on an intense puzzle 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You have to take a break. You have to walk away. And if you've ever done a puzzle and you can't find a piece, sometimes just getting up and walking away, when you come back, you find it instantaneously. I'm encouraging you to take a break and to process what's happening with you and around you in a way that makes sense to you. We will continue with these crazy and these intense geomagnetic storms and the eclipses that we have, the season that we're in right now with the eclipses and with the new moons and the full moons. These are going to continue to create the portals for these codes and keys to come to us. So what can you do? Drink plenty of filtered water. Take long showers, salt water baths, get into water. Meditate, remain aware of recurring thoughts and feelings, or find a group that you can talk or process outwardly. That's the difference of inward or outward processing. If possible, avoid caffeine and alcohol. Spend time in nature. That is my favorite. Consume high vibrational foods such as fruits and vegetables, organic, those things that are easy for the system to digest. Remind yourself that everything in the universe is made up of energy, and that conscious thought and intention can instantly alter how you think and feel. Breathe deeply. Forgive, release, surrender. Take pause times in your life to practice those deep breaths, consciously of letting go of things that might be bothering or triggering you. Remain aware of recurring thoughts and feelings. This includes the information that's coming to you in dream time. And when possible, temporarily disconnect from technology or anything or anyone where the energy is toxic and draining. As a human energetic spirit walking around in this human vessel, be aware of all that you are and all that you have available to you. This is Lori Wondra of Your Life Core, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to Messages from the Universe podcast with Lori Wondra of Your Life Core. For current events or to schedule a private session with Lori, please visit yourlifecore.com.